Chapter 2. Buck learns the law of the stick.
When the train stops, the stranger with the red sweater takes an axe and breaks Buck's cage. Buck runs out and jumps on him. He shows his big, strong teeth and growls at the dirty red sweater man. The man is furious. He takes a large stick and hits Buck hard. Buck falls to the ground, astonished. He gets up and jumps on the man again. Again, the man hits Buck with the stick and he falls to the ground. Buck runs at the man a dozen times. A dozen times, the man hits Buck hard with the big stick. He hits him on the nose and the pain is terrible. There is blood in Buck's mouth and on his back. He falls down again, and this time he doesn't get up. He can't fight the man anymore. He is too tired and hurt. The red sweater man talks to Buck.
Well, Buck, my boy, the fighting is finished. Now you know that I am your master. Be a good dog and you get good treatment. Be a bad dog and you get the stick. Understand?
The man pats Buck's head. He brings him a piece of meat. Buck eats it from the man's hand. He learns that he must obey a man with a stick, and it is a lesson he remembers. It is the primitive law of the stick that rules the wilderness of the Northland. Many dogs arrive on trains in boxes. They are tied up with ropes. Some of them fight the men, like Buck. The men use the stick with all of them. Again and again, Buck sees this terrible treatment. He knows now that a man with a stick is the master. Dogs must obey. Buck watches the man in the red sweater. He talks to a lot of other men. They give him money. Sometimes these men take one of the dogs away with them. Buck wonders where these dogs and men go. He is glad he doesn't have to go with them. But a few days later, things change. A man buys Buck from the red sweater man. This man is small and dark. He is foreign and doesn't speak English very well. It's difficult for Buck to understand him.
Phew,
he cries when he sees Buck.
That one big dog, eh? How much?
$300, and that's a very good price,
says the red sweater man quickly. The foreign man smiles. He knows dogs. He knows that $300 is a fair price for a dog like Buck. He gives the money to the red sweater man. He also buys Curly, a big, friendly Newfoundland dog. Then Buck, Curly, and the foreign man leave the town together on a ship called the Narwhal. Buck never sees the man with the red sweater again. The foreign man's name is Perrault, and he is a French-Canadian. He works for the Canadian government. He is a mail carrier. He carries important messages to different places in the Great Northland. He travels with a French-Canadian Indian called François. François is a very tall, broad man. The two new owners are good, strong men. They are fair and calm, and Buck respects them. Buck and Curly join Perrault's other two dogs on the ship. One of them is a big, white husky called Spitz from Spitzbergen. He knows the Northland and its harsh laws. He is very clever. He steals Buck's first meal. Buck jumps at him, and François whips Buck for making trouble. The other dog is moody and depressed. His name is Dave. He doesn't want to be with the other dogs, and he never shows any emotion. Buck thinks he is a strange animal. The Narwhal travels day and night. There is no noise but the sound of the propeller. One day is the same as the next, but Buck notices that the weather is getting colder. One morning, when he wakes up, he can't hear the propeller anymore. All the dogs on the Narwhal become very excited and start barking. François takes the dogs up to the top of the ship. They step off the ship and into something white and soft on the shore. It feels like mud. Buck is a bit frightened. This white stuff falls from the sky onto his coat. He shakes himself, but more white stuff falls on him. Buck is very curious. He sniffs the white stuff and licks some up on his tongue. It bites like fire. but after a second the feeling is gone. He tries it again. The men are all watching Buck and laughing. He feels silly, but he doesn't know why they are laughing. This is the first time he sees snow.